your report, the Defense Business Board report to the secretary concerning the CIO, was it about just cloud computing, or do you think the CIO role there needs to be expanded in a lot of ways?
Well, it was a broader report. It was a request initiated by the Deputy Secretary of Defense about 6 months ago to look generally at the issue of IT modernization, specifically data center consolidation and considering some of the security issues surrounding the cloud. So it was not a prescriptive report, but really trying to draw on best practices and lessons learned from the private sector that might be helpful in enabling the DOD to consider how to approach this issue.
All right, let's back up, too, and talk about the Defense Business Board itself. You get a request from the Assistant Secretary. What happens then?
Well, the Defense Business Board, as you noted in your introduction, consists of about 20 to 25 individuals, broad background, mostly industry. And we sit as a board really to serve the office of the secretary and the deputy secretary, and take on taskings on issues that they think are important or where a private sector perspective can be helpful. And this is one of a number of reports or one of a number of initiatives that we have been working on, which was just completed.
And looking at the report and looking at the list of members of the committee, and it seems as if you are recommending that the DOD move, in terms of cloud computing, much more closer to the model that the civilian agencies are using. True?
Well, I think you know, one of the key conclusions is that, first of all, someone needs to be in charge. And our recommendation is that this is such a significant undertaking that it needs to be really owned by the office of the deputy secretary. And then he needs to authorize, in our view, the DOD CIO to undertake it. And I think there are a lot of lessons, one of which is not, first of all, not to race to the cloud, because certainly the cloud is not a panacea. It will not solve all ills. But really to undertake a sequenced, logical, very strategic approach, focusing first on rationalizing systems and then consolidating data centers and then really developing a cloud strategy before moving to the cloud.
One of the things about your recommendations, it talks about working the DOD CIO, you know, in terms of driving this and changing this. Are they not in the position now to have that kind of oversight, meaning that there's too much silos, if you will?
Well, I mean, the DOD is just an incredibly large organization, as you know, and you know, within it you've got certainly the CIO at the DOD level, but you've got then three major services, you've got 24 agencies, all of which have their own CIOs. And so there are a number of you know, very good, very innovative, very effective initiatives that are being carried out at that either service or agency level. The challenge, though, is that you fundamentally have to ask the question, where do you want to optimize? And if you think about the fact that we don't fight wars anymore as the single services, meaning the Army doesn't fight its war and the Air Force its war, but it's you know, the way that we're undertaking these things now is on a very collaborative basis where information's got to be shared. Therefore, you've really got to make a commitment to optimize your IT infrastructure at the DOD enterprise level. And that's where, you know, that's one of the fundamental points. And then the question is, how do you do that? And the experience that the private sector provides is that the authority for that, to carry that out, has got to be placed very clearly someplace. And it's got to be owned by industry would be by the CEO, here by the deputy secretary, and then authorizing and really supporting the CIO to execute on his behalf.
We're speaking with David Langstaff. He's a member of the Defense Business Board, and he's president and CEO of TASC.
Mr. Langstaff, one of the things that you come out through your research is the CIO and the authority, what you were just talking about. Was there any consideration about giving the Defense Information Systems Agency or recommending that the DISA gets more authority? Because they're already doing so much in cloud and leads so much of the DOD IT efforts.
Well, I mean, you make a very good point, and DISA in this regard does report to the CIO, and I think it's not to say we're not suggesting that the DoD doesn't have great assets and great organizations working or at its disposal, but I think it's got to be done as part of a coordinated strategy, and so I think certainly leveraging DISA and its capabilities would be part of the solution. But again, what we're not providing a prescriptive, do this. Than that, more a matter of really looking at how does one undertake this kind of an initiative, and what are the lessons learned so that one hopefully can avoid pitfalls that with a little thought could be avoided, and in the end saving taxpayer dollars.
Now the CIO in place now, Terry Takai, of course liked your recommendations, not surprisingly. But in general, what kind of reaction did you get on this one? And I'd like to also ask, what kind of reaction do you normally get from DoD when the DBB submits a report?
Well, I think the Defense Business Board, I mean, in its decade or so of existence, has been very effective and has provided thoughtful insights over the years on a number of topics, timely topics, to the Deputy Secretary. And I think, there's not been a reaction yet because I think we're still finalizing the report, the written report. So I can't tell you what kind of reaction this one will get. But we certainly appreciate the fact, and we all as members take it as a huge responsibility, the fact that our predecessors on the Defense Business Board have had real impact as a result of providing very clear recommendations around complicated topics.
Mr. Langstaff, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
We spent a lot of time talking about the CIO role. Give me a sense of some of the other recommendations that came from this, some of the other findings.
Well, it was really hugely illuminating. And I think fundamentally, the question is, are there cost savings? Well, of course there are by doing data center consolidating and looking at where and how to move to the cloud. But what was really intriguing was to see the degree to which operating efficiencies could be achieved, and in fact how taking these steps could fundamentally transform the mission and the way the mission of the DoD is done. I mean, it would facilitate collaboration across the DoD enterprise. It would facilitate information sharing. One can improve the speed and ease of getting data to users. One could provide more of an enterprise-wide vision, all of which enables the DoD to do its core fundamental mission more effectively. Another consideration is the issue of security. And while one cannot take anything for granted, there's a growing recognition that by moving to the cloud, one may be able to improve security. Now, it's got to be architected appropriately, but if you take as your starting point the extraordinarily vast number of networks and just overall size of the DoD information systems today, one really recognizes that just as time passes, the security will continue to erode. You've got so many networks to try to maintain. There are so many access points that actually by moving to the cloud, one can improve security by focusing on not only perimeter defense, but on just upgrading the ability to recover redundancy and take other such measures so that one can really, is in a position to deliver improved security by taking these steps.
David Langstaff is a member of the Defense Business Board and president and CEO of TASC. Thanks very much for joining us.
Very, very good. Thank you.